This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Mysterious coronavirus case.
If we do get a significant exposure, we will get infected.
5 killed in brewery shooting.
This is an unspeakable tragedy for our city.
New revelation in admissions scandal.
This is a positive development for Lori Loughlin.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. And for the first time, a coronavirus case has surfaced in the U.S., and the patient has not been linked to overseas travel or anyone else who's known to have the virus. CBS's Carter Evans has the story from Northern California.
There's probably other cases out there in the community that we don't know about.
Doctors at the UC Davis Medical Center are concerned the patient here might just be the first of many infected by someone else in the general population. It's the first case of what doctors are calling community transmission.
That suggests that we don't know where they got it from, so the person who exposed them probably exposed others.
Efforts to combat the highly contagious virus are growing. Coast to coast.
Your gown goes on first.
Hospital workers outside New York are being trained to protect themselves as more than 80 people who may have been exposed in China are currently in isolation in their homes.
Commenting on the virus, President Trump blamed Democrats and the media for creating a panic. He picked Vice President Pence to spearhead the federal effort.
This is going to end.
The president says the risk to Americans remains very low. He says of the confirmed U.S. cases,
one is pretty sick. But hopefully we'll recover. But the others are in great shape.
While public health experts say they expect more Americans will become infected, Mr. Trump says he doesn't believe that's inevitable.
This is like a flu.
He offers Americans this advice.
Wash your hands. Stay clean. You don't have to necessarily grab every handrail unless you have to.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Some universities have called off study abroad programs. Others are making arrangements to bring students home. Now overseas, correspondent Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk. She joins us.
There are now more new coronavirus cases daily outside rather than inside China, where the outbreak began. 47 countries on every inhabited continent are now reporting the COVID-19 illness. And we're getting reports that some who've recovered have tested positive again, suggesting exposure does not grant immunity. Virologist Lindsay Broadbent.
This new emerging virus could end up being a seasonal virus, very much like the colds and flus we have every winter,
making the need for a vaccine that much more urgent, Steve.
With virus fears growing, Saudi Arabia has blocked access to holy sites. Japan has closed schools for a month. In Tokyo, preparations for the Summer Games continue. The IOC's Dick Pound says any final decision could be 3 months away.
If the games are canceled, and that's a big if at this point, it would be governments and international agencies saying it is not safe to hold the games. And we're a long way from that.
Now to Milwaukee, where 5 people at the Molson Coors Brewery were shot and killed yesterday. CBS's Dean Reynolds says the gunman, a 51-year-old man who worked there, is also dead.
Nearby schools and businesses were placed on lockdown as dozens of officers cleared each building on a campus where around 1,000 people work.
We're all pretty scared. I mean, we were watching the live streams on TV because we couldn't see anything.
About 5 hours after the shooting began, investigators confirmed the gunman killed 5 people before turning the gun on himself.
This is a community tragedy.
As police cleared the scene, employees on the campus were allowed to leave one by one to reunite with their families.
If I wouldn't have gone to talk to this guy who was relieving me, I'd be one of them guys.
Randy Chenoweth has worked as a utilities operator at the plant for 42 years.
I know some of the victims. I really feel for the families. I'll pray for you.
Campaign 2020 is intensifying with Saturday's South Carolina primary, followed by Super Tuesday. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says they are key tests for the frontrunner Bernie Sanders.
In the coming days, candidates are fanning out across the country with events stretching from Boston to Raleigh, Nashville, and San Diego. The hope is to pick up as many of the more than 1,300 delegates up for grabs that day as they can. Only Sanders and former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg have the resources to compete in all 14 states. But it's Sanders who continues to benefit from unrivaled enthusiasm.
Join the political revolution!
From a national grassroots network of support. People like Leslie Klein from Orlando have come to South Carolina to volunteer.
I feel like this is probably our last chance to get an honest man in the White House that can make a revolution.
Actress Lori Loughlin and her husband claim there's evidence that shows the couple's innocent in the college admission scandal. CBS's Nikki Batiste says a prosecution filing reveals notes written by the admitted ringleader, Rick Singer.
The memo contains a note Singer wrote on his iPhone about his discussions with FBI agents. In one exchange he called loud and abrasive, Singer said, they continue to ask me to tell a fib and not restate what I told my clients as to where the money was going.
It's an embarrassment for the government.
Lori Levinson is a former federal prosecutor. She says Singer's notes should have been turned over long ago, and they bring both his and the government's credibility into question.
It gives the defense some ammunition to say that, in fact, Loughlin and others didn't really agree that this was a bribe.
More than a million children in this country are homeless. CBS's Peter King has the story of one California family's struggle.
7-year-old Heaven Eddings wishes she could live in a real home.
Well, I do, but it's just, you don't have enough money, that's it.
85% of the children in her school district, LA Unified, live in poverty. Her mother, Kristen, says she never expected her family to become homeless. It happened after she and her husband lost jobs, and she's learned
it could happen to anyone.
The Eddings family lives in a motel in a high-crime area.
Unfortunately, we have experienced child abduction, domestic violence.
Manny Flores helps homeless families in Los Angeles. He says their situation
is abusive, I would say.
But common. The school district has provided housing vouchers for families, but many landlords won't rent to them. 6-year-old Kai Eddings has just one wish.
A house.
Peter King, CBS News.
The government says 4 in 10 American adults are obese. Numbers a bit higher than the last analysis. A famous American and a famous Brit are in harmony.
I was born.
Jon Bon Jovi teams up with Prince Harry tomorrow to re-record his song Unbroken for this year's Invictus Paralympics Games. But how will he address the soon-to-be ex-royal?
I call him the artist formerly known as Prince.
Oh, very good.
Bon Jovi tells Britain's Chris Evans show he'll make the Queen's grandson part of the action at Abbey Road Studios.
Yeah, he's going to have my hand him a tambourine, see what he's got going.
Harry and his wife Meghan give up their official duties March 31st after their break with the palace and move to North America. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Quaiden Bales, the 9-year-old Australian boy with dwarfism whose tearful video about being bullied went viral, says no thanks to the more than $700,000 raised online to sponsor a Disneyland trip for him. He says he wants the money to go to anti-bullying charities. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.